Gimel Manal from Rashi, Dibur Maskel Maskel or Rav Ashi, which is about halfway down the, a little bit more than halfway down the narrow lines. My Hain. So Rav Ashi had a kasha on the pshat that the Mor says, Rabba says, Rabba Matarsa Tamei and Rabba Lozer Matarsa Tamei. So Rashi had a problem with both of these. Pshatim is Lashon Amai Hint. Rashi. He, Rabba Rabba Lozer, Heset, the Brisa, Lashon Masa Mashmalah. If they're understanding Heset over here, meaning the Heset of the Halacha of Masa, which means Shesito Acherim, then a Masa, other people have moved it, which that's a form of Masa. My hain be has Satan, hain below has Satan, look at the honey. The brush says hain below Satan, Rabbi Kiva says hain be has Satan, banner Rabbi Kiva, banner Rabbanon, both referring to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon, such a lush. Either remember the hainatsan to mayim shita. Now we did this rashi. It's referring to me that they themselves are tamei poshet, the term hain, hesit manolo, obviously they're Torah, they can't have a din of hesit. Hachi boiler the fluge. That would be the correct way of saying it. Does the Hesed have a tumor or not? Ella Amar Ravashi. Hachli Tumor. Nachri. Nachri is Bein Shehain Shehsitu Acherim. They were Maset somebody else. Mahano Hesetun, the Ketanim, that's what the Bryce is referring to. The Bryce is referring to the act of Hesed, which means they move something else. The whole Hesed of Mishnah, which is how the word Hesed is used in Mishnah in general, referring to the specific halacha which applies to Zalba, that if the Zalba is Mazet, something else, the other item is Tomei. The Hanu Masa, which that's a regular case of Masa, where that somebody else moves them. That's what it says in the Braisa. Halki Mashma. Hain Satan, that's what the lashon of Hain Satan is referring to. The lashon of the Brisa, Masa Sheskir Chachamim. So the lashon of Hain Satan goes like this: Masa Sheskir Chachamim. When it says Masa, Nachri Nachri is Ben Hain She Who's Sutu Ayadei Adam. Ben Satan Klamer Masa Hesitu Hain. Hain means they, meaning if regular din of masa, which means somebody moves them. Bein ha-seitan, whether they are masa somebody else, mashu yisitu hein, it's tamei. Why the Torah zov an aleihem? They have a din of a zov. The zov shehusat ayadei adam, a hitzit as adam. A best called dover. He moved a person or an item. Halacha is timuhu that he made it tamei. The tan klanisagabi a zov is tamei. Anything which is carried by the Zov, it's carried on the Zov, or it's carried by the Zov, Loch is Tamar, Bahano Hesed, the Loch of Hesed, Pinam Mesetas Nido. Where does this Loch of Hesed come from in the Torah? We call him the Gay, because Asher Yeh Tachtov. So it says, if in the Chazal Darsha, this Pasuk to mean, Minimir the Krah Hosim. The more proves that it means the following. A person touches something which the Zov was under it, it means that the Zov carried it, which means the Zov was moving it, not it was moving the Zov. That's Tuma of Hesed. So the phrase hain in the Mishnah means the regular masa. Hain in the Brisa, I'm sorry, means regular masa, which means something else moved them. They are a source of tuma through hesed, through masa. So that's hain. Bein ha-seitan, which they move something else. That's when Okran is. Then the Tanakhama says, according to Rabba, what is her sita? Sacher mister. This is the sherech. The halachah shloit to tami loy behesed lo bevin masama. Later, Rabba could compare to Rav Asher. Rav Asher is explaining the price of how Rabba would see it. that there's no tumas hesed or eben nesama. Those are special tumas which of anida, nida zob, etc. And the gabi that we compare it to sherets. But regular masa acherim shesitahu hisitua tameim. But other people which moved the avodah zarah are tamei. The hanumasa, that's the case of masa. Moed rabbanon the tamei masa this kishul nida. So according to Rabba, the chomer moed said the tumas masa. Yekiba came along and said avodah zarah nami kenachri menachris. It has the tumah of eben nesama. It also has the tumah of hesed. It's totally like a nida. So it's like a nachar benachris. Bein shehisita, whether the avodah zarah moved something. Bein shehusata, whether it was moved by something. With an eben nesama, if there's hesed, there's also eben nesama. The iskish the nida, because it's like nida. So currently we keep it like nida totally. So it has eben nesama and it has ma and it has hesed. Vachitani Rav Ashi the Brisa Libra the Rabba. So this is how Rav Ashi would understand the Brisa according to Rabba. Nachman Nachlus Hain, which means Hamasa Shalahen, which if you move them, that's Hesed Masa. V'heseitah, they move something else. Avodah Zarah, he, which means it, Hamasa Shalah, which means if somebody moves it. V'heseitah, no, but no Hesed, if it moves something else. Misham Sheh Loi Hain, but Loi Yaseita. There's no Dira Masa B'Chalal. Nesatana Kama. Mikiva Omer Nachar Benachas Avodah Zarah Hain V'Yaseita. Misham Sheh Loi Hain V'Loi Yaseita. That's how Rav Ashi has Rav understand the Brisa. According to Rav Ashi's shot, how would Rav Elazar understand the Brisa? Meila the Rav Elazar Natarso Rav Ashi Hachi. So this is how, according to Rav Ashi's approach to the Brisa, how it would work out according to Balaz. Nachri Nachri is Hain V'Seita. So Nachri Nachri is have the din of Hain, which is Masa. V'Seita, if they move something else, that's Nachri Nachri. Avodah Zarah Misham Sheh. The Tanakhama says Lo Hain V'Lo V'Seita. There's no Masa at all. Rekiva says Nachri Nachri is Hain V'Seita. Nachri Nachri is have Masa and they have Hesed. But Azura, it has Masa, if you move it, well, he said, I'm going to move something else. The Masa Matam, well, we have a Masama. The Hudzuma, the Hesed. And Eben Masama and Hesed go together. Those, there was, we're giving it the Dinner Masa, but not the special Dinner which Nida has of Nida slash Zob, etc., which have the Dinner of Eben Masama, so who then they don't have Dinner of Hesed. Rashi actually sounds like he's saying another fascinating point that the Tumas Eben Mesama, the lumdus behind it, normally about the lumdus that the bottom the Torah item is moving, carrying the tome. So Eben Mesama, it's hard to say that. If there's this board which is supported by Yesedis and he's on top of that, what's beneath it is not really supporting slash moving the tumah. According to Tosfos, you have this gigantic rock. So beneath it is not really supporting or moving the tumah. But we do look at it as if the saw which is on top is moving the item. So why was Monashak? Why do you look at that way than the other way? I'm not sure what Rashi sees that it has the same halacha as it regards to where it applies, it follows the same rules as Hesed applies as Hesed does. But I'm not sure why Rashi means Dumin Hesed with that. Okay. Misham Shah Lohim Lo Seitu. Misham Shah is Lohim Lo Seitu. Kach nearly Sugyuzu. Like Rashi, this is how I understand the Sugyu. Lepirsha Rabbi Sein who came. Rabbi Rebbeim did not understand the sugya like this. Veheim Pirshu. They explained. that my hein, that talk was of the Rav Ashi, when Rav Ashi asked this question, my hein, which Rashi explained, the kasha was that hein is referring to the item. So obviously the item is tame. So what's the point of hein? Came along the Rebbe explained the kasha like this. Out of Rekiva Kohen. The phrase of hein v'hesetan was bothering, that Rashi was bothered with the phrase of hein in Rebbe Kiva. Why? Well, kashali ela the tani lo b'lashon rabim. So the problem is it's plural. This is the question. Kiva Rebbe Kiva avod azar l'chudah koi. Rebbe Kiva's argument with the Tanna Kamma is by avod azar. So my tani lashon hein v'seita the lashon rabim. He v'seita ibor le the mislim. Really, what Rebbe Kiva should have said avod azar, it and its hesed in the singular. So, learning here really, so Rashi, this is, I don't like that pshat, the kashli tuba v'gavot, so I have a lot of problems with that. Number one, the loy takva sahi, that's not such a kashli. The kima the amran, mesitzen mechstar tahi, mesubi mes finan Allah. So if you're already adding things into the b'raisa, and we said that we're adding into the b'raisa, that the b'raisa, rabba, Nachum and Nachris, Hein v'Seitan, Eben Masama, Berazora, He v'Seita. We're adding all these words into the Brisa, so when we add in, so we could add in the following. So Shavu Mistim Ba Hein, Hein le Rekiva, Bein le Rabba, Bekamer Rekiva, Kulu Koi, Bekamer Hein v'Seitan, and Eben Masama Shalahen, and the Losanami Koya Kulu. And Rebbe Losa also is going in all of them. Nochakamer, but Rebbe Kiva. But it's early in Hesed, the Hainu Masa, Kinacher Benachris, Kulu Heid Vesetim. I mean, they weren't bothered by the question of what the word Hain means vis a vis the purpose that it has within of Tumah. So they're saying Hain is referring to these items. These items have Hesed. So the word hein is referring back to nachri, nachris, and avodah zara. So what's the problem with the word hein? That's in the plural. That's the question number one in the Rebbeim Shoshat. Like, the word hein for the plural makes a lot of sense. So we don't understand, according to the Rebbeim, Maishno de Lamafliki, Bain Hisita Heseta Lahusatu, Hisitu Lahusatu, Elba Teresa de Ravashi. Why did the Morrison, if the Morrison wasn't asking the issue of the what the Chiddush of Hain is, and therefore being forced to say that there's another level of Tumah we're discussing Masa versus Hesed, that wasn't the Kasha. So why does Rashi also wake up and discuss the difference between Masa and Hesed? Then moving something and something else moving that. Like, all of a sudden, why do we wake up and discuss that issue? Doesn't make sense why it should now surface. Elbet Hesed or Rashi. Why does he need to differentiate between there being Masa at something and something else being Masa at them? Ilav, the Hain, the Brisa, Mashmalu, Shehu Satu, Beheseitan, Mashmalu, Shehesitu. If we don't see the word Hain, the idea of them being moved, and the word hesed meaning them moving something else. So, if Rashi didn't see that, because it wasn't his question, so why were we discussing it now? But according to Rashi, that's exactly what Rashi was discussing, was that this word hein is extra, and coming to discuss the din of that they were husata. The soif, according to the Pshat, but Tirutz the Rav Ashi, Lomit Hartza Atakvase. If that was the question, he didn't answer the question. Di Hain, Mishum Maga. So if Hain It means they are tame, right? So, what tuma? We're not referring to mas according to their pshat. We're not coming to differentiate, say, because the word hesed means the mas. So, what does hain mean that they're tame? Means that they have maga. So, what do you do by mishamshim? So mishamshah ka'omer lo hain lo yaseitim. He says, well, that's it said that in Rabbi and Rabbi Loser, the first step of the Gemara. So now it's discussing Mishamshel. The word Hain is referring to the Hesed Shabbat. We thought Hain meant Maga. The Hain Mishum Maga Mishamshel Ka'omar. I'm not sure. Is there a Bikiva Hain with Satan Kamar? Okay, I'm not sure what he's asking. We in Nochre and Nochris, So Elamai, the word Hain is referring about the Nochre and Nochris, which is plural. So what was the kasha to start with? I'm not sure what this. What Rashi? I have to think about that. Okay. Mr. Moore said, "How is it possible to have an avodah zarah which is masked something else?" How does an inanimate object move something? So our answer is the case of a maznaim, a seesaw. Really, that would be our modern example. That would be a seesaw. But it's all on one side, but the person is turned on the other side. And what happens? Karazov is to me. So if the Zov went down, the Zov has moved them. You say, there's a Zov, okay, Gavno. Now, so if the Zov moves something, the Zov is its tame, and that applies to Lav Dafka Adam, applies to anything. So I said, "This was up. Okay, God, the Ksiv, Bein B'Kelim, Bein B'Adam, Bein B'Oichlim, and Mashkim. This applies to everything. B'Kelim Ksiv, Klicheres Asher Yigar Boy Hazov. So if the Klicheres, the Zov touches the Klicheres, the Loch is its tongue. B'Tanya Taurus Kahanim. Bryce in Taurus Kahanim says, Yochel Yitamenu Me'achurub. Lashon of Shin Yiga sounds like he touches it anywhere on the item, which means even on the outside of the Klicheres. That's what I could mistakenly think. Because Klicheres normally has from Mekabel Tuma. It says, Mi Asher Yipa Behem Al Toicha by Sheretz. Maybe by Zob is different. Nemer Kan Boy, Nemer Lahalan Asher Tabushal Boy, Malahan Me'aviroi, Avkan Me'aviroi. So the word boy is referring to inside. So what's this kiddush of this pasuk then? Asher yiga boy hazov, the klicheres, the zov touches his tummy. What, you think it's tor? The sheretz falls inside his tummy. The veil falls inside his tummy. You think zov sticks his fingers in it's tor? What's the kiddush? Pshit the migor mishar tumas shematamim klicheres meachur meaviren. There's a din of klicheres. It goes into the aver of the klicheres. His tummy. Kiman the ksiv gabi shrotzim. It says by Shratz, and we know everywhere, and everything else we know from there. El Lahavi, Mago, Shukakuloi, Afil Mechurov. There's a case of Maga, which is considered like he touched it totally, even from the outside. Ezehu, what is that? Zeh Hesetoi, that's when the Zov moved it. So that's when the Zov moving it is equivalent to the Zov. He's affecting the items, that's the form of like a maga shukakuloi. It's like you're totally touching the item. Even though you did it from the outside, it's like you touch it inside. that's by Kalim. Everything which is Zav touches. Already the different passage says the person who touches the Psar Zav.
So what if the Sheretz said
No, it's only. Again, the Zav touches it. So if it means that therefore there's contact in the Zav and the person, it already says the person who touches the Zav is Tomei. So someone said the Zav touches him, he touches him, and but his body is touching the Zav. So what's the case again? That the Zav is moving the item, and therefore it's like if he has contact on the whole item. Again, and that's going to be Phil Mechurov. I'm not sure what it means. Phil Mechurov means even without touching it, the actual physical direct contact. That's a different. It's Be'achim. Again, Be'achim Mashkim Tana. Be'achim Mashkim that they come tell me through. Where do you know that? This is B'chol Kli Eitz Yishotef B'Moyim. Says, is Tomei. Then it says, Chol Kli Eitz Yishotef B'Moyim. Amr Shimon. What's coming to teach us? Im lalamid shiyatami azov kli shetef b'maga. That he touches kli shetef. Kli shetef means thin kelim, which can become Torah through the process of washing. Literally washing that, which means the process of tar b'mikvah. So that's used to refer to kelim to contrast other kelim to kli cheres. So these kelim are called kli shetef. They can be cleaned out from tumah, as opposed to kli cheres, which remains with its tumah. You can't travel it and remove its tumah. So if the pasuk tell me the kli eitz yishotef b'mayim, which means that kli shetef are tumah b'maga. Well, kvar nemar hanegev b'sar zav yichabes b'gadol. Anything which has in contact with the zav, he's tumah, and his clothing is tumah. Imen hanegev b'sar yichabes b'gadol. Shame kli shetef. So if the person touches the zav, he's tamei, and the kelim on his body are tamei. The zav can make the kelim on his body tamei. So the zav touches the kelim directly. You think it's tor. So b'maga hu atzma lo yitamei kli shetef b'maga. Im and again b'ri chavis b'gadav shame kli shetef b'maga. No, I think I got it right first time. B'maga u'atzma lo yitamei kli shetef b'maga. It would shouldn't be mitamei b'maga. So what's the possible? Elo lama nemer kol kli eitz she yishav tef amayim. What's it coming for? Lo havi erich lebu mashkim v'keilim hadisim makai v'yasov. The same with the krasha yigah b'yasov k'siv. This is the end of that possible krasha yigah b'yasov. Klicheres shigah b'yasov. Is eat ma, and then it says, "V'chol kliyets yishotef b'moyim." So it's in the same pasuk. So it's referring to the maga of that the zov had movement of that. Look, meaning the mishtoy behesed. But it's not called nisal gabi zov is eat ma. Therefore, anything which the zov moves is going to be tana. Yeah. If he moves it. No. The same way by Maso. There's no issue of direct if the person is noisy it or moves it, so even he moves it with some intermediary, it would be the same thing. So that's the case. So if the Zov goes down, they went up, so the Zov is carrying them, so they're Tomei. Let's say they went down. So remember, the Brisa was referring to Erkel Mamashka, not a person. Then Allah is their Torah. So Rashi, why are they Torah? Karahein Venitsu Hainas Azov, they're carrying the Zov. It's Tor, it's not a kosher Zov, Nitsu Allah. It's Tor, Kusmina Roy, the Mishkav of Moshev, the Mishkav of Moshev, and I think it should be Viho Adam. Do you have that change in the gears over there? Anything which the is carrying the Zov, the only things that come Tomei through the process of carrying the Zov is either Adam or Mishkav and Moshe. Of course, Shakelim or Oichlim, Eimetam and Machuz Mishkav and Moshe. Mishkav and Moshe is a form of carrying the Zov. Kirtanya, Misham Yuchel, Yeshiva, Yotzezesh, Armin Benassam, Alachtenu. When they have a fellow reaching the tomb of Machbis Masa, Hazov, Namilo, stop. Mr. Grashi, first of all, let's discuss potentially the tomb of Mishkav Immersion. They're carrying the Zov. No, it has to be someone which is right for Mishkav Immersion. I let it be Tomei Alts Masa. I'm happy I feel the reaching the tomb of Machbis Masa, Hazov. Namilo, even to be a reaching the tomb of Mishkav Immersion becomes an Av. No, it's not an Av, it's not even a reaching. Well, it carried the Zov, so it should be Tomei Alts Masa. The Masa is only by Adam. When I say Asam, that's all referring to one who cares. It's talking about a human being which carries the Zot. Something else moved the Goy, which has been like a Zot, or the Varazor according to Rekiva, or according to Rabba, according to Rabbanon. That's talking about a person moved them, not a Kaili moved them. Bottom coming. Okay. So the Gemara. Keman also had a Tanya. Call us Atumos Hamasitos is Taharus. Chutz mehesetu shel zov. If a tumor moves something, the loch is its Torah, except for a heset shel zov. Shomasina lechaber b'chol Torah kula. Which that's quite exceptional. This idea that the Tomei is moving the Torah and the Torah becomes Tomei. Now Zov over here means Zov, Nida, Zova, Nida, etc. Okay. Well, Lema the Lekri B'Kiva, but this price is not Lekri B'Kiva. Why? The Lekri B'Kiva, Ikonami, Vodazor also has Tumas Hesed. Samor says, "Fill Tamer Bekeva." Tana Zob called the Domile. When it says Zob, it means anything which is derived from Zob. Again, the source that it has this tuma is about because Zob and Nida are the same, and the equates of a Zara to Nida. So that's its source is from that exceptional thing called Nida. Called Zov.
Rashi.
Call it Tumas Hamasitas. Acherim. Tumas moves something else. Again, B'chachman Znayim. The case we had before B'chachman Znayim. But Adam, that would be a Keili, Oichlim, but a Keili, which move something else by weighing it down, or a person moves to Adam Tommy Mays, for example. She he said it's chaverah, it's tahara. If there was a the Tommy move the Torah is tor. Shematzino loy b'shar tumas shematara elabasav. You don't find this halach of hesed anywhere else besides zov. It's meransed b'chol the domi le dosim ribuy the zov. But it's zor minida gamri dahanu zov. Nida and Zov are the same, and Avodah Zarah is learned from them. Okay. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Guryo, Avodah Zarah, Yesh Levorim, or Ena Levorim. Does it have a Tumas Levorim? If you take it apart. Now, Hechon Hedjit Yochel Azira. There's two versions in the Shaila of the Gemara. So the first version goes like this. Where the Hedjit can put it back together again, Lotzi Boy Lecha. The command, the mechaber is done. It's halachically dealt with as if it's still attached, because anybody can put it back together again. Hedge cannot put it back together. What's the law? Kiman the ain hedge yochla zero command the misperdom. Right now it's broken. If you need an omen to put it together, so it means right now it's broken. So it doesn't have too much of it anymore. But all of the pieces are there. So that's enough to create a tumor. That's one version. Nikid the boy law lahach gisa. Some understand the shaila to this going this way, this side. Hechad ena head yechla zero look the boy lacha. The command the misper of them. If it's broken, that you need an omen to put it back together again. It's broken. It's gone. Ice tumor. I said, what is there for Ayis Tumah? Because remember, the Tumah is only because of the Avodah Zarah Shabbat. There's no Avodah Zarah anymore. There's no Tumah. According to this version, the Shalat is in the case where Hedja can put it back together again. My. Kima the Hedja Chalazira command the Micha Abradami. So if the Hedja can put it together, maybe we should consider it like it's still attached. Duma Hashemiya, because it's been taken apart. Rishayan is going to be Mut. To take, that's the worst. Yeah, well, Rashi's example would be an Avodah Zarah made out of pieces, and either the pieces are taken apart in a way that a hedge could put back together again or not. But you have all the pieces of the Avodah Zarah there, just there's in pieces. Correct. Yeah. So again, remember, Tosfos asked the kasha that we had before by the base of Avodah Zarah. So we had that the Eitzim Levonim and the Ofer Tomei Lachar. That's this shaila. So Tosfos said the case over there was that the goy was mishamish to each piece before he put it in. So each piece of wood was its own separate Avodah Zarah. Okay. So Mar says, take. Boy Rav Ach Devuye Bar Ami. Avodah Zarah Pechusim Mikazayas Mahu. The Avodah Zarah is smaller than a Kazayas. What's the Loch? So Maskel Rav Yosef Tamai.
Kazayas. Sort of a funny thing. I mean, you're not talking about food here.
Well, let's see. So Maskel Rav Yosef. Let's clear what your Shaila is. Lamai. What is your Shaila about? Ilay Malinyan Isura. You want to know, can something become Neser by Avodah Zarah less than a Kazayas. Rashi says Bahano. Lo yehi ala zvuv baal akron yitanya b'yisim alehem baal bris leluhim. So which referring to is as zvuv baal akron. There's this Avodah Zarah which was they were the Avodah Zarah of a fly. Which is less than a kazayas, which was used in, the city Akron. Lamish called Echad Echad also Demus Yirasei. So they were the Chaisa was chapped by this Avodah Zarah. They made for themselves a little getchkalot Yirasei, Demus Yirasei. And Menicha Basach Kisei put it in his pocket. Whenever you think of it, he could hug it and kiss it. So that's what they did. What?
A fly.
It was a tzur of a fly.
Oh, it was a tzur of a fly.
Yeah. So clearly, got a bit of a zora. So why shouldn't it be a nesabah no? Elin yin tzuma. So the issue is garas tzuma. What's the shayla? My kima diskish the sheretz. The pasuk equates it to a sheretz. So my sheretz bikadasha. The size of two of my sheretz is the size of a lentil. If it was oranami bikadasha, but is there also the shear, it should be like a kadasha. Adilma ha'iskish lemeis. We do know that it is also compared to mace. The eishem zivchem meisim. It's referring to mace. Ma mace bikazayis. If it was oranami bikazayis. So bikazayis, if it was oranami breaks off, it gets a din of tumor. But not less than that. Okay. So that was his shaila. Omer Rav Avya b'temer Rabba Bar Ula Toshma Netanya. I'll bring a brisa. But it's Rabbi Chusmik Zayis Ein Batuma Kolikra. Shenemar Veyeshach Hasafora Al Keber B'nei Ha'om Ma Meis B'Kazayis Afavad Azor B'Kazayis. So that's an explicit brisa that the tumah by Avodah Zarah, the cut off the size is a kazayis. Okay, now the brother of the hilchos of iskish l'sheretz. So let's get this straight. We've seen the sugya. So it's compared to sheretz the matama b'masa. It doesn't have tumas masa. Lanita is compared Daniel Levorim. Lemeis, you tell me it's compared now the matama b'kedash. So we end up with three Hekeshim, which are all the Kula. It's like Sheretz, that there's no Masa, Chorin Rabbanon. It's like Nida, that there's no Evorim, and it's like Meis, that there's no Tumas Kadash. So Eimel the Chumra, let's say the Chumra, the Mayhagos, the Akshirach, one of the Sheretz, the Tumuyeh Bekadash, it should have a din like Sheretz, and even a Kadash is Tumah. Manida al the Tumuyeh Bekadash, it should have a Masam. Akshach mano the mace the tumi oil and the Torah compared it to mace says she evident tumas oil. So why are we going with kula? Some more answers. Tumas about the zara is there bonon he the kula b'chumra the kula makshinon makshinon the chumra the makshinon. So you know we have a rule by the raises the chumra makshinon by the bonon we're making up this din and we're saying well compared to somebody else we're going to limit. That's coming to the cooler. Yeshle vorms like Rashi Gun Shalchuyas. So it's made out of pieces. Yeshle tumas aver aver ala. You see, does the pieces have tumor by themselves, not as the whole unit or not? Hedyach alazira shein tzarach uman lekach. You can do it by the head. You can do it. You don't need a professional. So the more shadow was in Avodah Zarah, less than Kazayas, but that was all Avodah Zarah. So Elin Yisur Le'yosibanot Hazbanot. You see, it was full pleasure of Avodah Zarah. Mechabka Menashka. Mizel Loshen Bris. It said Loshen the Bris. The positive is Bris Le'elohim. What does it mean Bris Le'elohim? Ava V'chiba. Amadukim Bo Avodah Zarah. They're mamish very, very attached to this Avodah Zarah. And that's Avodah Zarah, so why shouldn't it be also about not? Ha'iskish l'meis, you'll come on, I'll cover b'nei ho'am. So, not only kazayis. Rabbanu my hechlasa, atak v'sahi, the more I say is a question, Rabbanu d'amri, ena matamba b'masa. There's no masa, so my hechlasa amra, alivayo d'iskish l'nida, why are they compared to nida? They ain't a levor. Okay, that's so we compare it to Masa regards to that Nina, we compare it to Sheretz that there's no Masa and what is the Michael Zomer the Levi or the Iskish Nida then they bore him the Sheretz the Matamina by Masa the Mace then the Matamba Kadasha so Kula the Kula. So kind of chomim, the purpose of Nida is not Levorim. The purpose of Sheretz is it doesn't have Masa. The purpose of Mace it doesn't have Kadash. Same with Kula Lechumra. So we're answering the Rabbanon. Chalhanach Hakeshas, Dibre Kabbalah, you know, they're based on Pesukim in Navi. Asmat Baum, they're basically Asmat Baum. I, the Pasuk, the Shakesa Shakset. Lav Loshen Sheretz Mamishu. Your attitude should be that it should be abominable to you. That's not saying it is a sheretz. It's saying it's sheketz to you. It's meshuketz to you. Okay. So that's the end of that sugya. So just a basic recap. We've met, the sugya was really grounded in the world of Avodah Zarah, but we met various different halachos of Tumah of the tumas, the special din of tumas hesed, and Evan Masama, which applied to zov nida, etc. Sitting the item carrying the zov, even though it didn't feel the weight of the zov at all, because it's under Evan, the Evan Masama is between them, or the zov moving something. Those are the special tumas which, and we have a machoikas whether those special tumas apply to the zov or not. This occurred to Rashi. Pasha, we have to say it's touching. Yeah, it's very hard to say it's not touching. The what? Said that there is no weight being pressing down. Normally, you picture it's being. Or it's a case of mass over here. It's being noise of the zohar. So it means it's beneath and the zohar was on top. So locha is even if there's something intervening, it's tummy. So you might think that it's only true because it's feeling the weight of the zohar, right? But that's a case where it's beneath it. So it's supporting, but it's not really supporting because even when it wouldn't be there, still, the support of the zov doesn't change at all by the person, the item being beneath it or not. But since it is still in contact, not with the zov, but with that item, it's called they're both carrying it, even though its contribution is minimal. That's still called masa. That's Tosfos Pshat. It's basically the concept is the same. Basically, Tosfos' point is this gigantic. So you have the item on bottom and the need on top. There's no feeling of the item bottom is not feeling the weight of the need. Right. So in Rashi's case, it was on the post. But the idea is the concept is basically the same. It has to be. Correct. Okay. So the Mishnah. Menai l'svina shehi taharu. Shenemra derech aniyah b'levyon. So how do we know that a ship is not makabal tumah? It says the pasuk in Mishlei derech aniyah b'levyon. Now the Mor is going to try to explain exactly what this is talking about. But for now, we'll see Rashi. Shehi taharu shenem makabelas tumah. Says b'levyon harei hi kayam. That a ship belongs in the yam, and we know that the yam is tor. So Mora says, where do you see that in the pasuk? Because pshita, it's explaining. Pshita near Belev Yom. He says, Zog Shalom HaMelech, I want you to know. You know where ships go? Ships go in the sea. No. What's the chiddush? Hakamashal and kiyam that we compare to the yam. Mayam tor avsvina is to her. Okay, so that's pshat of the mission. Tanya chananya
omer. I mean that's how it's shalom melech.
That's no. This is in the raisa. He's understanding that it's saying that the ania functions as under the rubric of yam. There's a klal, actually the more actually he has a klal that kol shebi yam is tor. There's no dintuma in the yam b'klal. So the niya functions like yam, but yam has is a mitzias of tahara. Well, that's a mikvah, but yam is a mikvah. So, but the chiddush over there, the pasuk calls yam tor, which means if you make a keli, we'll see. If you make a keli out of ore of fish, it's not a makabel tumah, because it's from yam. And kol shebi yam is tor. You make a keli out of ore from something which walks on the ground. And now tuma touches it, it's makabel tuma. You make a keli out of so the same.
So sealskin boots
will not be makabel tuma. No, because that's not that. Then of kol shebi yam is tor means anything which is made is is a yam, be'etzem a yam type of item. So what the pasuk is telling me now is a ship is be'etzem a yam type of item, even though a human being made it, because it functions in the yam. A piece of wood is a piece of wood.
It just falls in there, it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the first shot. Tanya Chananya, we learn out from Stock. We'll have to hold it.